Open with me again to Galatians chapter 1. And I greatly appreciate y'all's generosity and your patience and kindness to me. Enjoy coming. I was asked last Sunday to bring our older kids Sunday school. Cody was going to be out of town, and he usually does the high school class, and he asked me to take it, and I was like, got to thinking about my boys. They're getting up and starting to earn some money for themselves, and as a parent, I'm always curious, have I taught them? Did I remember to teach them this? Did I remember to teach them that? And those thoughts were going through my head, and I was like, have I made it a point to teach them about giving? Do they know how to give? And I started looking, and kind of my thoughts were towards our giving, right? And just wasn't being blessed to me. The study just, it was going poorly. And finally realized, you dummy, you're on the wrong topic. If you want to know about giving, look at Christ. Have you ever sat down and really thought about the generosity of our God? I don't do it often. You know, we know that all things come from God. He gives to us abundantly. He gives to us all things. I started reading about some of the things He has given. And just in Job and the Psalms, just from these two books, we can go on forever and ever on this topic, but listen to some of these things He's given. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. He giveth songs in the night, and by the breath of God, frost is given. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. He giveth strength and power unto His people. He gave ear unto me. He listened. He gave His ear to hear my cry. The Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord shall give good. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the children of men. He giveth food to the hungry. And this one really struck with me. The Lord gave the word. Aren't we thankful? The Lord gave His written word. And He gave the living word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Lord gave the Word. Galatians 1. Let's read those five verses together again, and our text will be verses 4 and 5 this morning. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord our God gives in abundance. And Lord willing, we're going to look this morning at his giving of himself in regards to his manner, the way in which he gave, his gift, what he gave himself to, and his purpose in giving. First, let's look at the manner, the how he gave himself. In Matthew 5, he said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." The way in which he gave himself, the manner in which he gave, is declared throughout all the scriptures. But this morning, turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Just back a few pages. 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 7 says, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." From this sentence, we can see that Christ gave himself with a purpose, on purpose, and with a purpose. He gave himself willingly, and he gave himself cheerfully. Our Lord gave himself with a purpose. He didn't come into this world with a general idea to accomplish salvation, with a general lazy fare, maybe I will, maybe I won't complete this work. He had a purpose for coming into this world, for giving himself, and that was to accomplish salvation. And that which he set out to do, he completed. His purpose was done. He finished the work. He gave himself on purpose. He gave himself willingly, not grudgingly or of necessity. As children, our parents would often give us instruction to go and do something. Go clean your room. A sentence worse than death. Go clean your room. We all went and did that joyfully, didn't we? No, we went with the threat of the belt behind us. We were forced to do it. We went grudgingly. We went of necessity. That is not the way our Lord gave himself. He came willingly. There was no law that said, you must go. There was no external force that forced his hand to come and give himself. He gave himself willingly. And he gave himself cheerfully. That's an amazing thought. The definition of that word cheerfully, or cheerful, was cheerful, joyous. And this one caught me. Prompt to do anything. He didn't hesitate. When I read that definition, my thoughts went to Isaiah. When Isaiah saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, when he heard the message, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." After these things, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" The question had hardly been asked, and Isaiah promptly said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah didn't hesitate. He didn't weigh his options. He didn't do a cost-benefit analysis of what am I going to give up? What am I going to gain? He didn't think of the difficulties he may have to endure. He gave himself promptly. Immediately, he said, "Here am I, send me." Seeing our great need, when the cry went out, "How can God be just and justify sinners?" our Lord Jesus Christ, our great Savior, gave himself with purpose, willingly, and cheerfully, being fully aware of the penalty that would be paid. He gave himself without hesitation. "Here am I, send me." Over in Matthew 6, our Lord gave instruction for the giving of alms. Alms are separate from tithes. Tithes were under the law. Alms, we call them donations today. Gifts, not required of ourselves. Gifts for the needy, gifts for the poor. He said, "Take heed that you deem not your alms before men. Do not sound a trumpet before thee. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." God gave his only begotten Son as a mercy gift. And when he came into his world, he did not come with pomp and ceremony, with sound of the trumpet before him, taking up a temporal throne that our natural flesh would admire and adore. He came into the world despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The everlasting King of glory, who all of heaven worships, adores, and praises, made himself of no reputation. He came humbly. He gave himself in humility. Listen to Deuteronomy 16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Every man, according to this law, was to give as he was able. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, he came into this world as the fulfiller of the law. And he didn't stop at the legal requirement of 10% tithe. He didn't come to make salvation possible. He didn't take the first step and say, okay, I've got you started. Keep the law. Nor did he stop at 99.9%. He didn't say, I've done it all. I've made salvation possible for you. All you have to do is let me into your heart and accept me. He gave himself completely, entirely, without reservation. I don't think we can ever fathom the depths of that statement. I think all of eternity will be filled with the wonder and praise and adoration of the statement, He gave Himself. He gave Himself according to His ability. He gave it all. Jesus Christ, our Lord, gave Himself with purpose, willingly, humbly, cheerfully, completely. And what did He give Himself to? What is His gift? First, He gave Himself to the Father's will. Turn with me to John chapter 6. Hold your place. Well, we'll come back to Galatians in a little while. But John chapter 6. What did our Lord give Himself to? John 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is my Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Our Lord gave Himself to His Father's will. His Father's will is to save those for whom He lovingly elected in Christ Jesus. And our Lord gave Himself to that will. All that was required for our salvation, He gave Himself to. He gave Himself to that work. Turn back a couple pages to John 4. John 4, verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. He gave Himself as the fulfiller of the law, as the substitute for those for whom the Father gave Him. Having accomplished that work, He gave His back to the smiters, and His cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. He hid not His face from shame and spitting. He gave Himself into Pilate's judgment. Our God, our Creator, gave Himself into a man's judgment. What humility. He gave Himself into our wicked hands to be crucified and slain. He gave himself to be forsaken of the Father on our behalf, to endure the judgment and the wrath reserved for sinners before God. He gave himself, and life himself gave up the ghost. He gave himself into the tomb. The Lord our God, Jesus Christ, gave himself purposefully, willingly, cheerfully, humbly, completely, as a sin offer for this guilty, vile, wretched sinner and all others like me, whom God the Father chose in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. That's his gift. He gave himself. Finally, for what cause? What's the purpose? Turn back to Galatians chapter 1. What's the cause? What's the purpose that our Lord came and gave himself? Galatians 1 verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ gave himself for our sins. It is our sins that separate us from God, our sins that have us condemned. In giving himself, he did that which we cannot and will not do. He kept his law perfectly. As a man, as a servant, he lived under the law's rule, and he earned righteousness. That to me is an amazing statement. God earned righteousness. God is righteous. The Lord Jesus Christ is righteous. The man, Jesus of Nazareth, earned righteousness. He gave himself completely as a man. Having earned righteousness, he didn't stop there. As if to say, see, I've proved it. A man can keep God's law. Now all you've got to do is follow my example. No. He paid the penalty for our sin in full. He who knew no sin was made sin. He bore the curse in his body. He shed his blood. He laid down his life. He went into the tomb. He did all of this as our substitute. Why did God give himself? First for our sins, and then that he might deliver us. Who needs deliverance? Have you ever asked yourself that question? That he might deliver us. Who needs deliverance? Those held captive. If you're not held captive, you have no need of deliverance. Are you held captive? Am I held captive? All of mankind is held captive, but there be few that know it. Many are blind to their estate. We're held captive by our sin, by our debt to the law. We can't pay the price owed. We're held captive in our rebellion against God. And until God is pleased to reveal to us what we are by nature, we will remain bound. But our Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself that He might deliver us from this present evil world. What's that deliverance look like? When God comes to a sinner and redeems him and frees him from that bondage, does that free us from the trials and the tribulations and the heartache of this world? No. So what does that deliverance look like? To be delivered from this present evil world is to be freed from its influence. To stop chasing after the things of this world, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The kingdom of God is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, give me a heart to pursue after Him. We still have to endure all that this life has, but our affections, our heart, our desires, they're not set on this temporal experience, existence. We seek the things of Christ by His grace. He gave Himself according to the will of God and our Father. Why did Christ give Himself? Purposefully, willingly, cheerfully, humbly, completely, in fulfillment of the Father's will. God the Father purposed to save sinners that He chose, and in order to do so, it is necessary that the sins of those sinners, those that He chose, be completely paid. Not a one can remain. The wages of sin is death. God the Son gave Himself according to the will of God. And because of Him, we chosen, lovingly elected, redeemed sinners are blessed to call the God of heaven our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He gave Himself. He accomplished salvation. He finished the work. He receives all the glory. Amen and amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless us.